first of all, I do want to have a civilized conversation with this man. I do live in...
2463.
What, Jay, the radio was turned up too loud there, Jay. He's in a radio room.
I apologize, ma'am. I'm in an information center right now. We are taking calls.
Okay. Sir, well, I live in Salt Lake. I don't have children, but I do
live in the Salt Lake City area, so you appreciate the Mormon lifestyle and the number of...
Excuse me. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you have more than one husband?
We do not practice polygamy.
All right.
We do not practice polygamy. It is not allowed.
Why not?
It is against the law.
Okay.
Even in Utah. Look at Tom Green, who was just put in jail for having more than... He has five wives. He took a child on. And I also have a friend who ran away. Excuse me, let me finish. I have a friend who ran away from a polygamous home because she was being sexually abused by her father and her brothers, her stepbrothers. She ran away when she was 14 years old because it's an unhealthy environment. So don't sit there and tell me that you want to put this child back in a home where it is very unhealthy for her. She has every right to run away, and I applaud her.
Well, ma'am, I mean, you can hardly limit sexual child abuse to a polygamous home. It happens in homes where there's only one husband and one wife. Let me say, you mentioned that you have how many husbands?
I have one husband.
Why?
Legally,
how come?
One husband only.
She never said she had more than one husband.
Well, she said she's Mormon.
Yeah.
I am. LDS. You're right.
Well, then you... Okay, I don't get it.
We do not practice polygamy in our church.
Are you able to satisfy more than one man? See, in other words, what I'm getting at...
I have only been with one man, and that is my husband.
All right, so you are not aware of whether your husband could satisfy more than one woman. And what we're talking about now is at home, especially this young lady, a man that can keep 12 women happy, I think you've got to give him a tip of the cap.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
No, ma'am, would you not give a man who can satisfy 12 women a tip of the cap?
Absolutely.
What do you mean a tip of the cap?
You're so stupid.
No, ma'am, I am saying... I'm stupid. I'm trying to get a girl back to her home.
You know what? Why put a girl
to a father and mothers that love her?
No. That is not love. I'm sorry, but that is not love.
In other words, if you've got five mothers, it's not love. If you have one mother, it's love. I don't get it. She's got like five or six mothers. That's great.
Five or six mothers?
No, I had a mother.
Who cares about the sisterhood? It's an unhealthy environment. Okay.
I had a mother. She never got home before midnight.
Let me make one more point.
I got to tip my cap.
I go garage sailing every Saturday. I see these polygamous families that hold bake sales out in front of their homes.
Like Barbara and Bakery.
Because their one father cannot support that family. That girl belongs in another home.
Phil, if you got 11 wives and one man, I think the wives ought to be the ones working, okay? And that's what we're doing. Have a bake sale, have a nice loaf of bread, maybe some bear claws or something like that.
Oh, and then
they
take from the state on welfare.
Well, man,
I think that's a stereotype.
And I think
you don't consider the welfare of this fragile 15-year-old girl.
The 15-year-old girl
endure a life with a man, one, she doesn't love, two, she's too young to be in sex with him in the first place.
I want to ask you to consider something. Here's a man,
not nine.
Here's a man who's sitting waiting for his wife to come home, and she has run away from him. This man is in tears. He's an emotional...
He is not his wife.
An absolute emotional mess.
She's not his wife.
She's a 15-year-old
tease. She's a 15-year-old young girl.
Well, why is she teasing him?
Will you get off that tease thing?
I'm a fool. She's out there, and I'll tell you something else. A guy that can satisfy 12 women.
I know. You tip your cap to him.
That's all physical desire.
Well, if your husband came home with about six more women one night, said, okay, here you go.
My husband's not that stupid.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, this thing is called the FLDS Fundamentalist. Latter-day Saints thing.
Against the law. They know that they are practicing illegal practice. The one thing about the LDS Church is you obey the law of the land. Polygamy is against the law. Therefore, they are not part of the church. Fragile young women.
Okay.
Well, I think that there's a man out there who wants his 15-year-old bride with him.
You know what?
Sad as
that
hell.
Man is
sad
sick.
As hell.
Okay.
He is sick and wrong.
Now, how many wives does your husband have?
He has me
just
and that's
the
all
one.
He needs.
I really feel sorry for a future husband. I bet he has. I bet he's been counting down the days until he gets. I mean, you got to understand something. Here's a guy who's going to get his first 15-year-old piece, and she's run off to Colorado.
Good Lord.